Show him today's Daf Yomi is Ksubos Daf Test, Ksubos 9. And today's Daf Yomi, we're going to start on the top of Tesamid Al for Amar Rabbi Elazar Torah. Omer, Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. A person comes along and he says, Pesach Pasuach Matzati, meaning to say he married a woman under the presumptive status that she was a virgin. And after their first night together, he claims that he found that she was no longer a virgin because he says, Pesach Pasuach, it was open. And so therefore she's not a virgin. And she disputes him and she says, actually, she never had any intercourse with anybody in her life. And this is a monetary claim. So meaning to say, what's his argument? His argument is that she claimed she was a virgin now I'm seeing that she's not. And so therefore, Rashi says, "V'tanas damim enlo." He doesn't have a claim for money, meaning to say, "Kagun shimi mishpachto dortake she'enlam dam basulim," and meaning to say that she comes from a specific family where they didn't have the blood on the virgin night, as we're going to learn about, that there are such a family on Yonam Abayz. Osha Nevda Mimenu Mapa Veloyadam Hayadam Olav. Or else, alternatively, she had lost the sheet, and so we don't know if there was blood there or not. But one thing is clear to him, Pesach Pasuach Matzah. So he doesn't have a monetary claim, but he has a claim that she was not a virgin, and she had promised him that she was a virgin. So Rabbi Elazar teaches, Neman Osrelov, we believe him to prohibit her to him, and he's obligated to divorce her, because since he found her not to be a virgin, we are concerned that maybe she had adultery between the time when she was betrothed with Kiddushin and the actual marriage. And even though there's no witnesses to the adultery, and even though we can't clarify the matter through witnesses, nevertheless, a person is believed to prohibit something to himself. And so even though she, from the technical law, that she's not prohibited, nevertheless, he's considered her, he assumes she's prohibited to him, and so therefore she becomes prohibited to him. So the Gemara asks, why is she prohibited to him? Even if we're going to believe his words that he found her to be a petach batuach, that she was not a virgin, it's not a proof that she was adulterous. Sfeik sveiko, it's a double doubt. Safek, it's a doubt. Whether tachtav, whether she had she lost her virginity while she was betrothed to him, or safek ein tachtav, or whether maybe she had been promiscuous prior to that. Ve'imtim tzalomer tachtav, and if you want to say she lost her virginity while she was married to him, it's still possible, suffic boni, suffic barazo, and it's possible that she was assaulted, it happened against her will, in which case she wouldn't be prohibited to him. So why do we say that she's prohibited to him? Even if she was not a virgin, it's not necessarily the case that she was adulterous. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a situation, but Eishes Kohen. Rabbi Elazar is talking about a situation where she was married to a Kohen, and therefore it's only one doubt, because a Kohen, if he's married to a woman, Rachmanu Litzlan, is assaulted, he's required to divorce her. And so therefore, that's the scenario we're talking about, and that where a Kohen, who says his wife, well, he found her to be not a virgin, and so therefore, on the wedding night, and so therefore he's required to divorce her. V'bayi Samer, alternatively, we're talking about a situation that Rabbi Elazar is saying his law, Be'eshes Yisrael, it could even apply even by the wife of a regular Jew and non-Kohen, could go into Kabbal Ba'avua Kiddushin Pechusa Mibashal Hashan of Yom Echad, and she was married off under the age of 3. So clearly it happened while she lost her virginity while she had become betrothed to him. And it's just a question of whether it happened through adultery or willingly or against her will. So the Gemara says, so according to this law of Rabbi Elazar, that this case was said in case of, we're not sure if she was adulterous or not, and Rabbi Elazar's teaching, even though there's no witnesses, and you can't clarify the matter, nevertheless, she's going to be prohibited to him, because he says, Shavya nav shechaticha d'asur, he assumes it's prohibited. Well, my kamashmon, Tanina, didn't we already learn this? Omer isha kidashtich, v'omer eslo kidashtani, himuteris bekrova, v'hu asur bekrova sef. He says, I'm betrothed to you, and she says, no. So then he has to view her as though they were married, and so therefore he's not allowed to be with any of her relatives, but she's not prohibited to his relatives. So if that's the case, what's the difference between these cases? Why do we have to see, why does Rabbi Elazar have to teach us a separate law that's explicit in a Mishnah? So Gemara says, no, ma'al d'tam, you might have thought, ha'sam devadai kimwe, avohacha, mekam hudolo kimwe. So there in that case, He's certain that he betrothed her, and so therefore, since he's certain that he betrothed her, therefore we're going to say he's not allowed to be with her relatives. But in this case, he's not certain. He just says it's a doubt, and so therefore, Blazer is teaching us, even though since he makes his claim with certainty, even though we don't know for sure that it's certain, nevertheless, she's going to be prohibited to him. So the Gemara says, "Miyam Rabbi Elazar, Ahachi, does Rabbi Elazar really say this case that a woman's prohibited to her husband through this testimony where she says Pesach Matzuach Matzasi? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Eina Isha Neser Salpala Alal Iska Kinoi Ustira. A woman only becomes prohibited to her husband if he warns her and then she's secluded with another man, and like the incident that happened, which is the incident of Batsheva and Orya Achiti, which Gemara talks about." That the Gemara talks about in other places. So the Gemara says, "Vitizbara, is it really the case? My shahaya bakino v'stirave. Do you really think that this case of Batsheva that Uriah was secluded, and that's what's going on? So va'od miyasaruan, and also would you really think that Batsheva became prohibited to Uriah? So therefore the Gemara says, so halo kasha hachikamar ina isha neser sabala elal iska kino isturi mimaisa shahaya delav kino isturi v'lo itasra." So rather what they're saying is a woman only becomes prohibited if there is seclusion and a warning first, and we learned that out from the incident with Batsheva, that where there was no warning and seclusion, and therefore she was not prohibited to return to Uriah. And so that's what Rabbi Elazar is saying.